everything was going along just fine until... It was later to be described as the gunshot that echoed around the world. Though the rumour has it, and what kind of fool would ever choose not to believe a rumour, the whole thing was more like... Take six disorganised anarchists, come to think of it, what kind of self-respecting anarchist is ever anything but, give them bombs, guns, suicide pills, an archduke to assassinate, and let the fun begin.
For a free and united Yugoslavia!
First fella chucks his bomb at the archduke's car, only for it to bounce off the bonnet and explode under the following one. Anarchist swallows his cyanide pill and jumps in the river. Only the cyanide pill is that old. It's about as poisonous as a jelly baby. And the river is only 4 inches deep. If only it had all ended there, yours truly might have spent the years 1914 to 18 doing what he'd always done. Drinking cheap schnapps, stealing dogs, telling tall tales, trying to cheat at blackjack. All the inconsequential nonsense that goes by the name of life. As it was, I suddenly found myself thrust into a world of... Well, now come to think of it, drinking cheap schnapps, stealing dogs, telling tall tales and trying to cheat at blackjack. But that's beside the point. Fact is, those 4 years were not nice. And it was all down to the fact that later that day... One of the anarchists, trying to reconcile himself to the fact that the revolution was going to have to be put off for another fortnight, tries to cheer himself up by buying a sandwich from a sandwich shop.
Can I have extra mustard on that, please?
He steps out of the shop, into a side street, only to find that the Archduke's car, on its way back from the civic reception, has taken a wrong turning.
You're going the wrong way, man. Reverse. Turn round.
Anarchist can't believe his luck. Drops his button, pulls out his gun and fires twice. One for the Archduke. One for Mrs. Archduke. But even so, little did I think, back in Prague, when my cleaning lady brought me the news...
They've killed our Ferdinand.
Which Ferdinand would that be, Mrs. Muller? The chemist who likes drinking the hair oil or the one with the passion for collecting the dog poo? Neither any great loss.
His Imperial Highness the Archduke Ferdinand, heir to the throne of our blessed Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Yes, little did I know that it would signal the start of what later generations were to refer to as...
The First World War.
The Good Soldier Schweik by Jaroslav Hašek. Dramatised by Christopher Reason. Episode 1.
Wars are great, aren't they? Always glorious, always honourable, always about the fight for justice, and always the other fella's fault. Must be the reason we have so many of them.
To avenge the assassination of the Archduke Ferdinand, Austria declares war on Serbia.
So, Russia declares war on Austria.
So, Germany declares war on Russia.
So, France declares war on Germany.
Well, we Brits just don't want to get left out.
As for us Czechs...
Your call of papers have arrived, Mr. Schweik.
We just do what we're told.
What are you saying? You don't want to serve his Imperial Majesty?
Or not, as the case may be.
Beg to report, sir. Would love to serve his Imperial Majesty. Only I was discharged from the army last time on account of the stupidity and was officially certified by special commission as a genuine imbecile. I am an official idiot. I even have a piece of paper here to prove it.
But are you a traitor?
A traitor, sir?
You were overheard in the Flag and Public House declaring approval for the assassination of the Archduke.
And I'm saying, when did the Austro-Hungarian Empire ever give a flying fig about me?
You're not in favour of the war, then?
Well, it all depends on how it affects the dog trade.
What do you mean, dog trade?
Well, so far things don't look too good. I've got an English terrier I can't even give away right now. Hey, if I dye it brown and squeeze it into a corset, do you think I could get away with calling it a dachshund?
You want another schnapps?
Oh, thank you. You know, for a complete stranger, you're being mighty hospitable.
Waiter, two more schnapps.
Coming right up.
And are your friends against the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?